Yes, indeed, and we are very much enjoying entering into this communion of light with you in all the ways that we are doing so here today. And as we enter into this conversation, we do welcome you to our delicious series on What Happens Now That I've Won the Lottery. And this is where we begin. Today is just really another day. And I'm really getting that. I'm really getting that today is just another day in an unfolding series of delightful adventures, and there really are. Sometimes they're high-flying and sometimes they're under the radar, but there's always something delightful going on. In a way, I feel as though what is happening here is that now that I'm sitting in the midst of a very powerful, deliberate creation, everything has a slightly different quality to it than what I remember from before. So, the best way to put this, or the best way I think for me to express it, is to say that before, quite literally, before 2 weeks ago, before my really wonderful money event, I was sitting, as far as money was concerned, in the dominant vibration of a past thought that I had long ago outgrown. This was really clear every time I would think about how to make more money. And how to make more money was a thought that was always chafing. It always bothered me. I would think about this, and I would think about that, and then I would think about this. And in a way, I would settle for the least bothersome choice that would arise. Now, the gift that this brought was that I became aware of the fact that no matter what I did, everything that I was doing was subject to all of the beliefs that I have. So, if I was persisting on holding on to some sort of idea that was very limiting, the contrast would show up and would show me, hey, look, this is a belief that's very limiting. It's keeping everything in very narrow constructs. What I'm noticing today is that because I'm sitting in the middle of a deliberately chosen idea of wealth, and one that says, as good as it is now, it's getting better and better, because that is my dominant vibration about money now, and it's also my dominant experience. In other words, the vibration that I hold and the manifestation that I have are bouncing off of each other and just continuously expanding one another. So, in other words, the better it is, the better I feel, and the better I feel, the better it is. That sort of thing. So if I go back to what was happening before, I guess I could say, although this would never exactly work, but I guess I could say, if I could do it again, what I would do is pay attention to what was happening every time I wanted more money. Because literally every time I wanted more money, I know I shot off rockets of desire. But now, sitting here in the coolness and the stillness of the morning, now on the far side of the experience, when I look back, what I see is that every time I felt like I wanted more money, for whatever reason, whether it was situational or just the idea of I just want more money, there was always the same bit of contrast that arose. But I was very accustomed to this. Now, as time went by and I became more deliberate in my choices, this became more obvious. And I mistakenly tried to get rid of it for a while, because I kept thinking, I shouldn't feel so bad about wanting what I'm wanting. Because I didn't understand at that point that the contrast that was arising was not there because there was something wrong with me. It was there because it was pointing to something that I was thinking, which wasn't wrong, it just didn't serve me anymore. So, when I look at this from where I'm sitting, what I notice is that the point that kept arising was simply, it was actually really, really, really simple, which is why I think that I never really did believe it. I never really did understand it. Although now it's extremely obvious, because I did an end run around this belief until holding on to it was too difficult and too painful, and I let it go, but I didn't do so in any sort of deliberate, intentional way. The rising tide just sorted that out, I could say, which is exactly right and exactly perfect, and I really couldn't have done it any other way. But if I was talking to another version of me who was in the same situation that I was in, let's say, a month ago or 2 months ago, what I would say is the idea that it's difficult to go out and to do this and this, whether it's business or dealing with this situation or that situation, having to do with business, having to do with making money. Every time I did something that seemed like a good idea because that was the obvious thing that one would do, or that I would do, considering that I was in business. And it never really did feel right. It was okay, and I would get to a certain point, and I would realize, oh, okay, well, this is as good as I'm going to be able to do today. And that was fine. But if I could go back and do it over again, or if I was in this situation now, knowing what I know, what I would do would be this. I would never, ever, ever, ever do anything that I didn't want to do. Because here's what the contrast was telling me. I was thinking way too small. I would think, okay, for the rest of this month, I really need another $2,000 or $3,000 or $4,000 or $5,000. And that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But man, oh man, oh man, oh man, is it clear? Is it crystal clear to me that thinking in those terms was actually, while it seemed very prudent and it seemed really smart, because goodness knows I had gone through periods where I had really just nothing at all, not even a few pennies, where I was just sitting there thinking, okay, well, this is the end. I'm desolate. It's all falling apart. I'm going to be under a bridge before I know it. And I didn't want that to happen. And I kept thinking, okay, well, that impetus, now that I know what it feels like to be at the bottom, I'm never going to want to be at the bottom again, so I'm always going to be pushing off of the bottom. No, well, to push off the bottom, that means I have to reach down and push off the bottom. And that was a seesaw that I didn't recognize at the time. But now, again, it's abundantly clear. I was pushing through things, doing things that I didn't want to do, because I kept thinking, I don't know any other way to do this. And that's actually how I started off my business, by doing things because they were right there and I could easily get to them. And that was exactly right, no doubt. But persisting in them because to do anything different seemed like it was too risky. And instead of, the point was not to go out and be risky. The point was to pay attention to the fact that I had this thought about it being risky. And did I agree with that or not? Because now that I look at it, I'm like thinking, it's obvious that that was never risky. It's extremely obvious that the riskiest thing I could do was to stay in place. And in fact, if I look at some of the subtleties of my thinking, that now, of course, they've expanded so I can see them more clearly. So if I look at the subtleties of the thinking that I had then, really the riskiness was actually staying in place, because I would think about expansion and then I would, out of habit, huddle back to where I was to start off with, and that's when the risky thought would arise, not in the expansion. But it would happen so fast that I wouldn't notice it. What I find amazing about all of this is that now it's extremely obvious, and I know that the way that I got here was exactly right for me. But I do know that if I was talking to another version of myself, or I was talking to someone else, I would say, well, of course you're not going to do it the way that I did it, because no one can do the same thing twice, not even different versions of me. But pay attention to what feels better and be radical about that. That's this whole thing about signing documents and whether or not I'm going to buy this bond or that bond. It's all come down to the exact same thing. I keep making more and more and more money the more I am adamant about finding thoughts that feel better and flowing in that direction only and exclusively. And I don't do it perfectly. But I can really tell when I go off the rails. It's very quick and very fast. And I've been aware of this for some time, but I hadn't really understood the radical notion of paying astute attention. Astute attention to my intuition and what feels better. I have, and they're manifesting, but not all of them have manifested, and there's much more of where those came from, some amazingly powerful and expansive desires. And they can all come true, they can all come into being, but they will happen through intuition, not through logic, not through progressive step-by-step-by-stepness. Not through progressive step-by-step-by-stepness that I think I know in advance. Yes, vibrationally, I ease my way into the having of it. But that can happen actually in just a matter of seconds. If I look at how fast some of these thoughts happen, and I realize how much manifesting there's going on in a split second, the idea that things take a long time is just that. It's simply an idea. I know that I'm reporting on all of this as though I have the answer. And I don't have the answer, but I do know what the key is, and the key is intuition. The way I know that I don't have the answer is because the question is never the same twice. That's one way that I know I don't have the answer. The second way that I know I don't have the answer is because they're just my questions. So no one else will ever know exactly what I know, just like I will never know exactly what they know. Because it's unique in interpretation, it's always different. But what I do know right here, right now, is that it's intuition following what feels better that is the secret, the key, that unlocks all the doors to everything, all the time. Logic is its servant, not the other way around. Logic is a kind of intuition that puts together strings of thoughts and orders them in a way that makes sense, intuitively, and then the logic of that arises naturally as the idea forms. I really, really, really see that now. And I'm really grateful that I have these incredibly pushy people around me now, all of whom I love and respect dearly, who want me to do this right now. You've got to make this decision right now. If you wait, the universe wants you to move fast. No, the universe doesn't care whether I move fast or slow. It's an interesting conceit to say that the universe likes speed. But it's my universe. I'm sitting in the midst of my creations. I've never been clearer about that than I am right now. And What I also know is that when I move at my pace and I do things in the way that I want to do them, everything works out really well for everyone else. But primarily for me. But it benefits everybody. And it's totally okay for other people to have their freakouts and to be upset and to be pushing back and all that sort of thing. And I completely get that. I don't judge them. I don't hold them responsible for anything that I'm feeling, thinking, or having, or doing, or being. It's all my stuff. And I'm really grateful for the pushing, because the pushing is helping me refine and define my very clear, very powerful stance that I am exactly in the right place at the right time, in the right way, with the right people, in the right situations, and goddammit, the right signed documents. So, this is all about intuition. And it's never been about anything else. No matter what I do, no matter what I'm involved in, no matter how I'm doing it, no matter who else is involved, me following what feels better to me is the very best thing I can do for everything, everyone, including myself, and particularly myself, who is involved in whatever the unfolding story is. And if I could speak to another version of myself who's not quite where I am but wants to be here, or something similar, or to anyone else who is thinking about what it is that I have and is wondering how I got here, what I would say is follow your intuition above everything else. Make that more important than anything else in your life, because that is actually the key to having everything that you want. It doesn't impede you. It actually speeds you on your way. And everyone knows what feels better. Even people who claim that they don't know how they feel, they know if this feels better than that. So, this amazing day that I'm reveling in and basking in is just wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. And again, it's not because of the money. It's because I'm allowing myself to have what I want, which includes money, but it includes a lot of other things. Amazing relationships, really wonderful experiences, very delicious moments. But more than anything else, I'm paying attention to what feels better to me. And that right there is so astounding. So astounding. So astounding indeed. So, before we conclude this conversation, we do want to say one thing. We want to be very clear that what we are presenting here is quite literally a version of Frank who has already experienced something that Frank is wanting to experience. And so, when reference is made to the idea that if I could say this to another version of myself, he's quite literally speaking to Frank. But we also want you to understand that this voice is quite literally speaking to you. If you are hearing these words, they are being directed at you. This isn't some private conversation that we're having with Frank. If you are involved in this conversation, the version that you are hearing is very specifically aimed at you. You can only hear what you are a vibrational match to. But we will reinforce, we think it is important to do so, that the key that does open every single door is always your intuition. It's the thought that feels better in the thinking of it. The words that feel better in the speaking of them. The actions that feel better in the doing of them. What we can say without any doubt is that this version of Frank from whom we are reporting is very clear about these things, but is continuing to master the art, if you will. Your intuition is more important than anything else that you have, because it answers every question. It's right in the middle of the unfolding of everything that you were wanting, whatever it is, literally whatever it is. And if you put that ahead of everything else, the limiting beliefs that you have, the thoughts that you have about how it's supposed to be that way, but it can't be this way, they will resolve themselves. Because what your intuition does is it takes into account the fullness of your desires. Not just the thing that's right in front of you, but the fullness of your desires. It's fueled by infinite intelligence. It's source energy manifesting you through your experience. It's everything that there is. So we highly recommend that you pay attention to it and that you heed the words that you heard about making it more important than anything else. That's always our suggestion. And with that, we do say how very much we have enjoyed our interactions with you today and all the ways that they have happened, and how very much we are looking forward to the next time that we are able to connect with you again in whatever way that may be. And until that next wonderful, delicious, amazing time, we do bid you all a very fond farewell.